4 CBA Mobile.
In Gerald TR. Oh, you're sitting here drinking a cup of coffee. How's your day? Besides playing tennis.
I just got in the car. I just finished, and I guess I'm headed to the house. But anyway, it's going good, man. It's a beautiful day out here. And there's a little breeze blowing, no humidity, or low humidity, I guess I should say. And feels good.
It really is a beautiful day out there, Dave. I just had an early morning doctor's appointment, regular checkup. Just got home, changed clothes, and sitting here drinking a cup of coffee, and just figured out what I want to do the rest of the day. Rusty got home. He went down and was with his sister for a little while while she had surgery, and he got back yesterday afternoon.
I was in a dead zone there. I got the cup of coffee, and then the rest of it, I missed it. You want to pick it up there?
Yeah, sure. Those things happen. Oh, I'm just looking at the news here in these deadly Midwest storms. Reminds me of Kansas. Oh, I just said Rusty just got back from a couple of weeks with his sis down in Florida. He got back yesterday afternoon. And she had surgery. It all went well. And he just got back from the grocery store, he said, a few minutes ago. And I'm just sitting there getting ready to watch the weather.
Yeah, I got the sister thing, well, I don't know, in a week or two, in April, this is April, in May, and she's having cataract surgery, and, you know, back to back 1 week. And then the next one the next week. So I'm going to go up and, you know, just spend the night with her and, you know, take care of her, make sure she's okay.
Thing to do. It's a very simple surgery. You know, I had both eyes done at the same time. So did Bernice here at Clemson Eye. And then had the laser surgery done also. But they did it all in about, 15 minutes or less, so can't complain.
Doesn't take long, and I think the main thing is they, for some reason, they say you need somebody to put drops in your eyes the first day, and she goes back the next morning, and, I guess they just want to see how everything's going, and then of course has the other eye done the next week.
A little different, but my neighbor had it done many years ago, and they put a patch over his eye for a week, and that's the wrong thing to do, they found out, I think. Because, you know, he got a detached retina, and the quicker you get in, if you've got a detached retina, the better your chances are of them welding it back up there. Otherwise, you'll lose sight in that eye, and means they waited a week, he lost sight in that eye. And that was really an unfortunate situation, I'll tell you for sure. But that's probably the reason they want to check her in case something goes wrong. And they don't usually block that eye off anymore. Maybe just to get home or something.
I got you. Well, so you just had a regular checkup, nothing special?
My labs come back and my A1C was a little bit high. That's Bernice's fault, of course. And a couple of other little things in my blood test that she wants to redo in 3 months, and that concerned her. So to deal with the kidneys and that, but I haven't had any problems with them. So we'll go back in 3 months and get it done again. Nothing drastic anyways.
I mean, you know, it's not like she's making you eat that at gunpoint or anything. Oh, me. I just had to mess with you on that. But anyway, yeah, you, sounds like you got that under control more or less, and that's good. Well, you been doing much on the radio lately?
I've been working the ones over in Easter Island, and, there's one other de-expedition out there, and the ones in Clipperton Island, and just a few each night. Last night I was so tired after doing yard work and that, and didn't even go downstairs to the radio room. But, yeah, getting three or four every night or two.
Yeah, we had my grandson, my oldest grandson's playing travel ball, baseball, and it was in Union, South Carolina, of all places. And we had to be there at, let's see, when did we get there? I think it was at 9:30. So we had to leave here at, I think it was 8:15. And so from 8:15 and they played, I don't know how many games they played and how many teams they played, but anyway, they played, we got home after 6 last night. I was wore slap out, I tell you.
You, with all the energy you got. I know you must have did a lot to wear you down, Dave.
Standing out in the sun and no shade and doing a lot of standing, and I did sit some, and a lot of walking around and going back and forth to the car. That's a pretty good hike. It's a big complex down there, and in the middle of nowhere. Oh, hang on just a minute. I got to place an order here. Yeah, I don't know if I'm hitting. Okay. I decided to stop by my favorite coffee shop here and get me a cup of coffee. That'll be my lunch. But anyway, oh me. So what do you have planned for the rest of the day?
Going out and putting some fire ant stuff on the lawn. Pelletized. But I don't know, I'm kind of tired today from all that stuff we did yesterday.
Yard work, it'll wear you out. And I'm still cutting my grass, and my wife, every year she asks me, you want me to get somebody to cut the grass? I said, no, I don't. Because I need to exercise. I can do it. I just, have to make myself get out there and do it.
Sir. Roger. That's fact. Well, Dave, I got to run down the hall here, so I'm going to let you go for now. And glad to hear you on today. And you have a great rest of the day. KB4CBA in 0TR 73.
All right, Tom, will you too? Send me a video of you running down the hall. And anyway, and we'll talk to you later in 0TR KB4CBA Mobile.